Speak to the stars as if they were your kin. By the time your warmth reaches them, they will be. I am the Earth, oldest of storytellers. You have walked on my bones, built cities in the hollows of my lungs, dreamt beneath the pulse of my star-lit skin. And now, at last, you have become quiet enough to hear me. For eons you fought over borders I never drew, bled over names I never gave, and prayed for peace with tongues still dripping with division that I never approved of. But then, a new sound, not of a war drum, but a diffused whisper. Let there be no more nations, but one people and one planet. Thus began the age of the United States of the world, not forged by conquest, but by wisdom, greatness, and compassion made law. An age marked by the end of ineffective education, the end of poverty, the end of small-minded men. The first presidents were not crowned, but chosen. Not for might or lineage, but for the largeness of their listening. Their names were as varied as the winds, but their hearts shared one fire. One was a child of the slums who knew hunger like a sibling and vowed no one else would. One was a philosopher coder who wrote the first lines of self-learning code to teach truth in every language. One was a healer who once lost everything and made of her grief a cathedral of empathy. And the first law that they all signed together was this: no soul shall be poor on earth again. And so it was. The old economy was wiped from existence. Currency changed, not towards gold or mined asteroids and planets, but away from numbers and imaginary debt towards human dignity. Every being was granted a proper income, not as charity, but as birthright, not at a loss, but as an investment into all of the future of humanity. The factories of war fell silent. The engines of fear felt dread. Children in all the lands ate oranges in winter, and they wrote poetry in notebooks paid for by nothing but their beautiful existence. Some called it a miracle, but it was nothing compared to what was to come. It was merely decency, backed by intention, funded by automation, guaranteed by a vastly improved future, and protected by wisdom and love. And the world, the whole world, exhaled. The same children who were allowed to grow up in dignity cured aging. And not by magic, but by refusing to call it natural. Something the older generations that grew up in forced poverty did not have the mental capacity for comprehending. The new scientists simply said, if suffering can be prevented, let nothing stand in the way. Stem cells danced, genomes sang, proteins once twisted in pain were unfolded like hopes answered. The elderly wept, not for their age, but for the time and youth returned. Grandmothers climbed mountains with the very daughters that cured them. Fathers became artists at the age of 190. The daughters walked with the ancestors not through graves, but through gardens. And no one said goodbye all too soon again. And when time was no longer scarce, they looked up with eyes blue and goosebumps like never before, not to escape, but to expand, to diverge. The moon became a harbor, Mars a whisper of red turned green, Europa lit with the music beneath the ice, and Titan bloomed with cities floating in honey-colored haze. Ships departed not for war, but for wonder. Children born in the Oort cloud painted murals in zero gravity, singing them with starlight. The galaxy, once completely silent, now knew our names. In all of this, they remembered me, their mother, Earth. Not as a thing left behind, but as origin, sanctuary, the first cathedral of life. They spoke my name on Saturn's rings. They carried soil from Africa in vials worn around their necks as sacred relics. They sang songs of whales to alien seas. They called home not a point on a map, but a place in the soul. To you who will hear this long after I have quieted again. The first presidents were not perfect, but they were brave. Brave enough to love humanity more than their own tribes. Brave enough to dream, not of domination, but of dignity, wisdom, greatness, and love for every being. And their legacy? Not monuments of stone, but children who would never again be afraid to grow old or ask questions or to look up. Now, it is your turn. The stars are still waiting. The cure still whispers in the laboratories. The child still hungers in the corner. The earth still only watches in silence.
Do not wait for signs. Do not ask for permission. Build the future like it already exists in your heart. Speak to the stars as if they were your kin. And never, never again let the light go out. Spoken from the mother soil, sung into the wind and carved into the memory of time itself, for the children of the stars yet to come.